Welcome everybody to this meeting of the Canterbury Bankstown Local Planning Panel on the 5th of May 2025. Acknowledgement of Country. The Canterbury Bankstown Local Planning Panel acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land, water and skies of Canterbury Bankstown, the Darug people. The panel recognises and respects Darug cultural heritage, beliefs and relationships with the land, and the panel acknowledges the First Peoples continuing importance to the Canterbury Bankstown City community. My name is Julie Walsh and I'm chairing this evening's panel. Also with me are, to my right, Ian Arnott, and next to him Marcus Trimble as expert members. And on my other side is Osman Said, the community representative from the Roseland Ward. Site inspections were carried out by the panel members prior to the meeting. All of the panel members have signed declarations of interest forms declaring no interest in the two matters before the panel this evening, but I'll just, for the sake of completeness, just check if there's been any change, any interest to declare?
Nothing from me, Ian Arnott.
Nothing from myself.
And I have no interest to declare either. I wish to confirm the minutes of the previous meeting, which is the meeting of the 3rd of March 2025, those minutes are confirmed. We have some people who have registered to answer questions for the first item and a speaker for the second item. The time limit for speakers is usually 5 minutes, and there will be a bell will sound after 3 minutes, and at 5 minutes there may be questions by the panel members. After the public meeting, we will move into a closed session to determine the two development applications on the agenda this evening, and we will aim to have the minutes on the council website by Friday. So the first item that we have is DA 1480 of 2024, 153 Penshurst Road, Narwee, alterations and additions to an approved shop-top housing development, including the construction of two additional residential floors containing a total of 10 residential apartments. There are two people who have registered to listen, and one person who has registered to answer questions, Ross Howison. Is he here? Perhaps. Actually, just before you come forward, does anyone have any questions?
Okay, so
I think if you come forward, yes, if you come forward. And the other, so you're Ross Howison, the architect? Yes. And I'll just ask you before we have any questions, did you have any comments or questions in relation, you went through the report, is there anything arising that you'd like to address us on?
With the contributions, but all the other conditions I believe we're comfortable with. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I might start with you, Mr. Arnott.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Thanks, Ross, for coming forward. I'm just interested in the manner in which this consent is operating with the existing consent for the site, in your understanding. Am I correct in saying that you already have obtained a construction certificate for the original development?
No, we haven't.
You haven't construction got that at this stage?
No, it's right. Just the DA, and so we were working on the construction certificate, but we decided to apply for this uplift, and so that part has stopped, and we're hoping that we'll get approval for the the additional work.
Yeah, and. Can you just explain, were you involved in the original DA?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I understand that with this DA there's been a reduction in the number of car parking spaces provided. Is that because it was being over-provided in the original DA?
Yes, we still have, it complies with the,
yeah.
SEP, yep. And there has been a reduction overall. We maintained the original number of parking spaces, but we had extra in the original design, because we already have three basements, which is, you know, fairly substantial. So we have maintained the original numbers of car spaces, but we have increased the number of units. So there are some one-bedroom units which now don't have a car space.
So can I just clarify there?
Yeah.
So are you saying that your development is providing 51 car parking spaces or 41 car parking spaces?
I think we've got 41.
41?
Yeah.
That's what I thought as well.
Yeah.
Which, in my reading, isn't maintaining the same number as previously. I understood that previously you were providing 51. I totally agree with you that it complies with the standards. I'm just trying to clarify in my mind.
We didn't reduce the numbers. We didn't have 51 before. We had 39 before. Yeah, so can I come forward with this?
Is this something that perhaps the other person who's registered might be able to assist us with?
Yes, sounds like he might he'd like to help out.
Are you Merwin Hannah?
Yes.
Perhaps if you could take a seat as well, and if you're able to answer this.
Yeah, I'll just like
question.
Just like to clarify that the actual amount of car spaces by rearranging the car spaces in the three basements was increased from the original consent. But because of the uplift in the amount of units, we increased the amount of spaces. But if you look at the ratio between the amount of units and the car spaces, obviously it decreased. But from the original consent, the amount of car spaces increased.
Yeah, so there was...
Okay, so I was just seeing your consent document, I thought, for the previous, which I thought referred to 51 car spaces. It may be something that we don't need to pursue too much further, because I acknowledge that you comply with what's required by the controls in this application. I was just interested in how that reduction occurred, but you're telling me that there wasn't a reduction.
Yeah, there was an increase.
Okay. And I just was interested in, and this perhaps relates back to the previous consent, but the sustainable measures that are being invoked, are there any change to those from the original DA?
No, I mean the quality of the materials and obviously the orient, the purpose of the design of this uplift was to maintain the external shell of the building that was approved, because it was important to maintain views for the neighbouring building on the north. I don't think the site is a very strange shape with a little dog leg, so we designed the building particularly to give a view out from the neighbouring buildings.
Yes.
And so that shape, we've simply added two floors.
Yes.
In between. So, but all the other sustainability things are, the new basics has probably increased the requirements, but we do have a new basics on the current requirements. I think it's the 7-star.
And sorry, just one last question, if that's okay. If you were to pursue this current amending DA, would your anticipation be how would you anticipate reading conditions when you've got two DAs on the site for the construction purposes?
Well, I did bring up that with Ross, but I was under the assumption that the conditions that were the same, the newer DA would supersede the old condition. And any condition that is different from the previous condition would still, we would still need to abide by.
So you would be reading both consents.
They would have to work together, unless we surrendered the old one and they gave us a new one, then we would only work off one DA. But because we have two operational DAs, then we have to work off both.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably leave it at that. No, that's right. Thank you very much for that.
Okay. I just wanted to ask, I wasn't sure it had filtered through to you that the conditions had inadvertently omitted the usual condition under clause 21 of the SEP about having a covenant on the title to have the affordable rental units be used for that purpose for 15 years from the... So that will be included, issue of the occupation certificate. Have you chosen a community housing provider or had a discussions with any... Have you done these sorts of developments before?
Yes, we have a provider. Their name is Exclusive Real Estate, and they're accredited under the Affordable Housing Provider license, and they manage a few of our current affordable housing.
Right. And you'd anticipate you would enter into the agreement with them prior to issue of the occupation certificate?
We can enter prior or after, but there is legislation that covers it. Must be managed by an affordable housing provider. So whether it's done or before or after, it has to be done.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have any other questions. Okay, thank you for coming along this evening. As I said, we will go into closed session after the next item and then we'll post our decision with reasons on the website by Friday. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The next item is DA 1206 of 2024, 151 Belmore Road, North Riverwood. Conversion of a garage to a food bank in an existing community facility, a council-related application. Mr. Tuba, the applicant's representative. Thank you. Did you wish to address us, or are you just here to answer any questions?
I would, please.
Yes.
You'd like to speak?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Hello, my name is Michelle Tubia, and I'm the project designer representing ES.eu, the applicant of this proposal. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. We are pleased to note that the town planner has recommended approval of this application, and we sincerely hope the panel will support a similar outcome. I am here to answer any question you have in regards to the application. Additionally, we would like to request a minor amendment to condition 2 of the draft consent concerning the proposed hours of operation. While we understand that the current proposed condition reflects the hours stated in the statement of environmental effects, following discussions with the community centre and the operators of the food bank, we respectfully request that the hours be amended to allow for operation between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through to Saturday. We wish to highlight that the food bank currently operates on an ad hoc basis within these hours. This flexibility is essential to enable the operators to respond effectively to the varying needs of the local community and coordinate with community partners. We kindly ask that this flexibility be reflected in the final condition of consent. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. I'm not sure whether there might be a problem with that because it was notified to the public with those hours of operation, and it might be that somebody will say, if I'd known those were the hours, I was going to object. Yep. So I'm not sure if we can legally do that, but anyway, we'll discuss that. Did you have any questions?
That issue a little bit. Is the intention in having, you're asking for 9 to 7, Monday to Saturday, to allow flexibility in opening, but still only to open it 3 times a week? Or would it open every day over that? Or into the future that may occur, but at presently it may only be 3?
To allow for the future to have more when I say flexibility, it's more time for the operators to open to the public. There has been increasing needs of this throughout. I think it's because of the crisis and what's happening. So it's more people are showing up to collect their packages. So they'd want more time than what was noted previously in the SE.
And how important are the evening hours for that? Because at present you're saying that it's only till 7 p.m. on Thursday, I think.
Yes.
So you're asking now for 7 p.m. every of those 6 days. Are evening hours an important component in?
They are. I wouldn't disregard the importance of it. It's not. I wouldn't say like trying to get to is. Some people would prefer after work hours, so hence why the more hours they have, it allows more time for people to get there, if that makes sense. So it's whoever can't get there before 5, if they have work, that allows them to get there between the 5 and 7 p.m. mark.
Mm-hmm. And at present, the drafting of the condition implies to some extent that it's for allowing customers, but also deliveries. Would deliveries still only occur 3 times a week?
So deliveries will only increase with the increase of the demand. At the moment, or at present, that's the case. So we don't wish to change that.
What you're requesting is deliveries between 9 and 7, 6 days a week.
The hours of operation, the more important part is the hours of operation when people can come to collect it. In terms of deliveries, we don't have a problem with the way it is now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, thanks. Just one question. With the existing and proposed floor plans,
yep.
they I just want to confirm that are they identical?
They are identical, yes.
There's no changes proposed.
No changes proposed.
Okay, thank you.
So that was our question. So we'll now move into closed session, make our determination. That should be available on the website by Friday. Thank you for coming
thank
on
you.
Tonight. So those were the two items on the agenda, and that now brings to a conclusion the public session of the meeting. The panel will move into a closed session to deliberate and determine each matter in closed session, and our decisions will be placed on the website by Friday. It's I now close the meeting at 6:17 p.m. Thank you.